We're back. Welcome back to Who's Talking. This is Jim Hobgood alongside Frank Maloney, and we're visiting with former Virginia All-American quarterback Sean Moore. Frank?
Sean, to follow up on what we were just talking about a moment ago, looking at the spread offense that they basically introduced this summer to the team and then the modifications that they made before the Southern Miss game, how hard is it for the QB and the other offensive players to adapt to that?
Well, I don't necessarily think it's hard. You know, I was talking to some people about this recently. You know, the spread is really just, it's you know, it's the thing about the spread that's unique is you're in it the entire game. And I think what a lot of what disappoints a lot of fans is the fact that we made such a drastic change in our offense because, you know, if you think about it, we've been sort of a smash mouth offensive type of football team, and that's the type of team that, you know, you throw the ball to tight end, you play action pass, you three-step drop, and you run the football with extreme effectiveness. But I think the thing that throws, you know, fans off is they see us in spread, they see us in shotgun, and they go nuts when it's fourth and one and we're still in shotgun. And be it so, you know, that there comes a time where you can't be in spread the entire time. I just don't think it's an effective way to have an offense. But I think with the quarterback play, you know, with Sewell being in the spread, I just think as long as he gets continuous repetitions in this type of offense, he's going to get better. He's adapted pretty well. You know, he's come back, and I think you can't be but impressed with his performance last week at Southern Miss.
You know, talk about the Southern Miss game. Clearly, they came out at the very beginning of that game, and they were looking to go downtown to Tim Smith and Javaris Brown and Chris Byrd, and it was as if they were paying attention to the fact that other teams' defenses had crept up much closer to the line of scrimmage and were trying to take away the short pass. My question to you is, number one, why didn't they go back to Tim Smith some more? Because he's catching touchdown passes. And number two, if you've got that going, why isn't the running game to the running backs working better? Because now that they were spreading them out some, it still seems like the offensive running game is just struggling. So that's...
Yeah, and that's true. And I think, you know, I don't think we've given our running backs an ample opportunity to really be effective running the ball. If you look at the box score at the end of the game, you know, the quarterback is the ball carrier that's really carrying it the most. You know, if I'm not mistaken, Sewell had 20 plus carries in the last two games. And in the first game, there was, you know, all three quarterbacks carried the ball majority of the time. But I think that's the one thing that the spread doesn't allow unless you have an effective game like a TCU who was pretty balanced. You know, I would love to see, you know, Simpson get 20 plus carries even though we're still in spread. You know, that's the only way you're going to keep defenses off balance.
We're visiting with former All-American quarterback at Virginia, Sean Moore. And Sean, do you have a favorite memory of your days at Virginia from your playing days, obviously?
Well, I think, you know, as I look back on my career there, the 1990 team was one of the most exciting teams I thought in college football. It's unique to see that, you know, and if you look at most people that have ESPN Classic, they're still showing our Georgia Tech game on ESPN Classic. So it brings a lot of joy to me just to see those games on TV from time to time, you know, throughout the year. But that was such an exciting team with a ton of exciting football players like Herman Moore and Chris Slade and Terry Kirby and Ray Roberts, guys that, you know, I still talk to and still in touch with. But it was such a great football team. It was just, it's unfortunate that we didn't finish on a stronger note. You know, it's funny that here we are almost 20 years later now where we're talking about the 89 team that's been getting all the attention because it was the first ACC championship team. But the 90 team was clearly one of the most potent offenses I've ever been involved in.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I just got an email right now, and it might be relevant to you, seeing as how I think you have a 10th or 11th grader. One of our listeners wrote to me. He says, if you were giving advice to high school or college athletes, what are your top three things that you might tell those student athletes?
Well, you know, I do. I have a sophomore. My son is a sophomore at DeMatha. and he's playing varsity football there and loves it there. And there are a lot of athletes there that are being recruited nationally all over the country. It's one of the top programs in the country. And one of the things I would say is go to a school, first of all, go somewhere where you're going to play. Don't go to a Michigan or Miami or an Alabama, Auburn, and just sit the bench for 4 years. Go somewhere where you look at the position you're going to be playing, and go somewhere where you feel like you can play, first and foremost. Second, you know, go to a school where there's some type of interest academically that you can achieve a degree in 4 years, and not somewhere where you're going to go and then never graduate. Most importantly, you're going to school academically first and foremost, but that has to be important. You have to go somewhere where there's some interest there within that institution. And third, go somewhere where you're comfortable. You know, one thing I've told my son is, don't limit yourself. If you see a school on the West Coast and you're comfortable with it, you know, who cares? We'll find a way to come see you. If it's a school in Oregon or Iowa, wherever it is in this country, if you're comfortable there, you know, go there.
Sean, we appreciate you being with us. We got about 30 seconds left before we have to go to break. Just quickly tell our listeners and fans where you are and what you're doing now.
Well, I'm an assistant football coach at St. Albans School for Boys in Washington, D.C. It's one of the top academic schools in the country. We get about 60% of our kids attend Ivy League schools. I am the quarterback coach here. I coach varsity, junior varsity, eighth grade, and I'm also the dean of students in the lower school. And having an absolute blast. It's my fourth year here. Mm-hmm. I do some quarterback training in the D.C. area as well. And then trying to keep up with my 10th grader who's all over the map playing football and basketball, DeMatha.
Well, it's good to hear. We really appreciate your sharing a few moments with us tonight. We certainly will have you back on before too long. Thanks so much for joining us. And to our listeners, we'll be back after the break, and we'll visit at that point in time with Chris Wright, the editor of The Saber, when we return.